This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Man, I gotta say, the folks that built our new studio, we're building another one as well. Oh yeah, 95% of what comes in here, folks, goes right back into the fight. I nest egg a couple things just so we can fight down the road, but I mean, my passion is not a mansion or, you know, jet airplanes or whatever. Like, the few other talk show hosts that have the reach we do are like Oprah Winfrey with her, you know, palaces everywhere. Not that money's bad. My thrill is, if you're watching on TV, look at David Knight in that studio. I mean, that is first rate. The crew, the presentation, this studio. We're building another studio. I'm going to sign the lease today. So I had to wait. We lost $3.3 million last week. That's what it brought in last year. That's budgeted for this year when Google had us banned off AdRoll. That's devastating. That was, it just so happened to be just about the, we had $3.4 million last year to budget into this year. That sounds like a lot. Running a media operation, that's nothing, folks. Okay? And, you know, they took it away. So I got on air and freaked out. Half that we lost has come in. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers. Amazing. Thank you. Now, they're hitting us with some other stuff, too. But the point is I've got confidence that if we have to come to you, you'll support us. So I'm going to go back to Salvador in California. We'll go to the break, come back and talk to Janine and Tim and Don and Jordan. But in 1 minute, I want Salvador to be able to finish up. David Knight, tell us what you got coming up today.
Alex, we're going to talk about the EU. You know, you were just talking to Ted Malik earlier, and we've got the EU president saying, stop bashing the EU. He's talking to other presidents and leaders of European countries. He said, we can't control this. We're seeing the same thing from Uber's CEO. He just had a confrontation with a driver who said, you're killing me. I'm going bankrupt. You've cut our prices by 90% in terms of what we're paying. And the guy says, hey, it's not my fault. You're a loser. That's the same thing we're hearing from the EU.
That's right. They seize economies. Don't build them for humans. Say robots are coming in. And then when you want a job, you're a loser. No, son of a bitch. You claim you own us. Well, we're animals in a zoo. Then build a habitat that's nice if you're such a god. No, you say you want us to die. Well, let me explain how that works. You're not going to run to Kauai or Tasmania. You want us to die? You're going to get killed in the process, dumbass. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. And, you know, we talked about TPP, and it was something that Donald Trump mentioned last night in his speech. It's something that he didn't get as much recognition for that I think he needs to. That was a key thing. And, of course, moving forward, the EU is a key issue as well. But I also want to talk about this border tax adjustment that I mentioned to you briefly yesterday. It wasn't the kind of thing that Donald Trump talked about in the speech last night. He didn't get involved in a lot of details. But it's something that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. We need to get behind Ted Malik. We need to get behind
defeating them. We're winning. And all the idiots that say I've sold out. Yeah, I sold out to beating TPP and beating open borders and defeating Obamacare and defeating the globalists and teaching five-year-olds how to have sex with trannies. Damn right I sold out to Jesus Christ a long time ago. Let's go back to Salvador. Go ahead and make your point.
Absolutely. I mean, just to make a quick point, I came to this country when I was around 10 or 12. You know, I was taught that, you know, we went to a naturalization process, the legal process. That was a long process, by the way. And, by the way, my dad said...
No, I agree. For good people that work hard or have skills, it should be made easier. They make it hard to push you under the water so they can have a permanent underclass they feed on. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. But one key thing that my dad said is you're going to assimilate to the American style. It's a funny thing, right? I mean, you're going to actually assimilate. You're actually going to learn English, and you're actually going to... I mean, not do the same things that we do in Mexico. It's key.
Well, if I moved to Mexico, I'd go native. I'd do what they did. I mean, that's the whole point, exactly. Why people used to want to come to America? To get away from the class society, to get away from centralization, to get away from if you weren't in the right group, you can't set up a business. That's why America was so great. But under globalism, notice it goes back to feudalism, doesn't it, Salvador?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at all the potential that Mexico could have. The oil, Pemex, and all that.
but everything.
It cannot tap into that because there's a corruption.
The art, the culture, and I'm not just saying that to be patronizing. I like Mexican food. I like Mexican movies, Mexican art. That's what's in my house. I love Mexican culture that's produced by the Mexican thinkers. I don't like the Mexican slaves. We'll be right back.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
Another word.
Can you feel it?
A return
of time.
Of wonder.
His life was green.
Secret.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Stephen Bannon wants to burn down the New World Order. That's burn the face sucker off of our culture. Not burn down America, not burn down Europe, not burn down Mexico, not burn down China. But kick authoritarians like the communist Chinese out. Remove them! That starts with Trump saying, you know what? Taiwan's where the nationalists and the real government ran. No. We're going to follow our defense pact with Taiwan. I want to get to David Knight. He's got a bunch of clips from the speech last night that was so good. I don't want to sound like I'm fawning. You know, my gut told me Trump was good. I was supporting him long before we got contacted by Roger Stone about having him on. And I don't want to say I'm guilty because I look for reasons to get mad at Trump. And there's just so few and far between. And he's so polar opposite of Hillary and the globalists that I'm going to take four or five phone calls. I'm going to let David take over. But briefly, I'm going to David right now. And then I'm going to come back to you in about 5 minutes, David. I'm going to take these calls. I know that you, for the first year of my support, still didn't like Trump. You didn't know it was a big field of people still, down to like 8 or so from like, 16. This campaign started a year and a half before the election. And again, I don't tell you what to think. I don't tell you what to do. I encourage everybody, whoever they were, I told people, I said, if you want to, find something about Trump you don't like, go ahead. But I was like, really, you finding something really bad there? Because the New World Order is genuinely mad. This isn't fake. And, the word I've got is, that he's a sleeper cell for the Liberty Movement. Now, though, it's so good. It's so bona fide. It's already having such devastating effects to globalists everywhere that it's like we're already halfway through the antibiotics and the sore throat's gone. We know that this antibiotic, Donald Trump, works on the New World Order. We got half a bottle to go. Doesn't mean the antibiotic's perfect, but it's working. It's real. Now I'm almost like in awe that our beachhead is already expanding. Poland's pulling out. Le Pen's winning. Gert Wilders is winning. They're in full retreat. Then I think, are they going to start a war, set a nuke off? Because these people never give up. And that's why I'm not somebody looking for authoritarianism. They're the ones pushing authoritarianism and killing Trump and bullying us and ending free press and shutting off our advertising. I don't look for fights, but we're already under physical and corporate attack. This is sedition being organized by foreign powers. First off, your transformation into Trump supporter, now where are you, David? And then expanding from there, I just feel like we shouldn't be bullied into not having, let's say, political force movements, at least on the leaders of these people that have openly been in sedition, criminal fomenting, criminal architecture, clear criminal operations that are in the WikiLeaks. Justice says, even though nobody else will say this because we know they're a cornered rat, I'll say it, that Hillary needs to be indicted. George Soros, they hate me. They have their own publications. Let's just say, I'm not bragging, but they attack me as much as Trump and the actual enemy publications like Media Matters. And they're trying to formulate all sorts of stuff to bring us down that I'll talk about soon. If they want to fight, they better believe they've got one. And so what is the movement towards that? Then I'm going to calls, and we'll skip this break so you have more time. But callers, I promise, Janine and Tim and Don and Jordan and Hayden, I'm coming to you, and then that's it. But David, just a quick two-minute response.
Well, Alex, like you said, I was reluctant to do it because I'm very cynical about politicians. And even though Donald Trump was saying some things that I agreed with, he also said some things that I disagreed with. And I didn't really trust him on the issues of fighting globalism, talking about the border, talking about trade and other issues like that. At one point, I realized, hey, he was running ads 20, 30 years ago at his own expense in the New York Times when he wasn't running for office. So this guy is genuine on this stuff. And he is genuine. I've seen it now. And we've seen him pull back TPP. I never thought we would get this.
He killed
it. He killed it.
He didn't take control of it executively, which the globalists had done. He didn't take that undue power. He destroyed that power and turned it back to the states.
That's right. He didn't just try to adjust it around the edges or become the king himself. He killed that.
And he did what George Washington did when they said, we want a third term and be king. He went back to his farm. That's what I'm saying. It's legend.
That's right. Here's the issue. What we have to do, and people who disagree with him on some liberty issues, I disagree with the fact that he thinks he can still win the war on drugs. I don't think it can
Ridiculous.
Be won. But we have to understand that, as I've said over and over again, we have to see that the fight for liberty is going to be won at the local level if we really want it. We're going to have
to
do it
ourselves. And he's trying to devolve power back to the people.
That's right. If we've got to stop this consolidation of power from the local level to the national level.
And you
level
heard he's already going after the EPA where they say you can't build something if there's a pond in your backyard.
That's right. That's right. And so his move against the EPA, and I think it's brilliant what he and Bannon are doing, saying we're going to increase defense spending by 10%, but we're going to cut these agencies that have been predatory in the United States, like the EPA, like the State Department, which is not making us safer. It's making us the world more dangerous with its failed.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear. They admit in their public statements the EPA is meant to shut our industry down so the globalists can put it in countries with no controls. It's meant as internal tariffs on us to make sure we're deindustrialized. That's the admitted plan. And the globalists were so arrogant, they admitted the plan. The plan's out. The people got it. Their arrogance is their undoing. And when their own top people, like Malik, come out now in the last decade and blow them wide open and comes on my show, he headed up Davos and he headed up Aspen. That is a huge victory.
You know, the mission of the EPA is not clean air, clean water. The mission of the EPA is now climate change, and it has to be opposed because climate change is the problem. Global government is the solution.
And remember, just a few years ago it was warming. We proved that a fraud. Now they say we disagree with change. No, we know change always happens.
That's right. So we have to understand that is just as key as one of the other three legs of this globalism moving forward. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was a key thing to stop. But also, climate change is very key to stop that. And the EPA, as I point out, climate change is what they have become about, and they're using illegal, unconstitutional methods to do this, and that's what former Attorney General Pruitt is going to shut down. Is that overreach from the bureaucracy?
That's right. All right, David, I'm going to run through these calls, skip the spring, so you have more time. I'm going to read these calls they are holding, and I appreciate them doing that. David's got a lot to cover, a lot of clips to go over coming up. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central as well. Okay, let's move quick now. Let's talk to Don, then Janine. Don and PA, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, man, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, you know, my wife and I just love to watch Donald Trump, and I think he's a really good speaker. But my wife went to bed last night, and I turned on listening to Trump. I had to turn it off because I couldn't stand that little rat, Paul Ryan, back in the background.
Oh, it's his. Yeah, let's show Trump's speech. The body language, the fakeness. If I had somebody as a dinner guest over and they acted like that, I'd say never invite that person back again. But not just his looks or my instinct, his action, good rhetoric, but always working for the globalists, getting money from Soros. Please elaborate. What was that like?
Well, he's the biggest obstructionist that Trump has. And he just looked to me like he was a monkey hanging by a string. And every time he wanted to bring attention to himself, he would stand up and clap. And I just had to turn it off. I couldn't watch it anymore.
No, I agree. Paul Ryan ruined the speech for me. And I pretty much said that last night, but I didn't want to be a killjoy. He's like every other psychopath you've ever run into. He thinks he's invincible. He's in his own world. He has no empathy. And he is the biggest jerk. I mean, he really is. He is the biggest enemy of this country. Let me tell you something. Pelosi doesn't know what planet she's on. Maxine Waters doesn't know what planet she's on. You know, the other Democratic leadership thinks islands float. I mean, they were picked because they're idiots, okay? The Republicans have kind of been the slimers behind the scenes, derailing the liberty movement forever, and he's one of the last people that Gingrich put in through that chain through Boehner. And they're all compromised, and he kept looking at Trump like, I'm going to defeat him. I'm better than him. This type of twisted psychopath is like a super alpha male, but isn't an alpha. And he looks at a real alpha male like Trump, and he can't stand him. Please elaborate. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I just couldn't watch. I had to turn it off. I mean, we all know he's the biggest obstructionist that Trump has. He's
Obamacare he's trying to stall, tax cuts he's trying to stall, which main economists say, if we don't get him quick, we're going into a frickin' depression. And so if it happens, he's the number one enemy. Just remember that.
Right. I just have one more comment, Alex. I have a new name for Oprah Winfrey. I call her Oprah Windbag. Because she's just the biggest piece of crap.
They really are.
Yeah. So,
she's worth billions of dollars. Doesn't think Africans can have air conditioning. David, anytime you want, pop in. I've got three or four more calls to take, but I mean, your quick take, I can tell you're chomping at the bit about Paul Ryan. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you know, Alex, you know how many times I've talked about Paul Ryan. I called him Paul Ryan-O because he is Republican in name only. I was really surprised, though, and here's one thing. This border-adjusted tax that was being pushed by the House, at first I looked at it
as like, Ryan at least tacitly is supporting something good. You're going to tell us, at the bottom of the hour about that, but this is a good plan.
And I agree with you. And, you know, when we look at situations, we had Robert Kennedy Jr. who came out. He disagrees with Trump on everything, but he's honest enough to say, hey, on vaccines and, you know, mercury in the vaccines and on what pharmaceuticals are doing to people, I'm with you. I'll work with you on that one issue where I agree with you. We need to be adult enough that if somebody comes
up with a plan,
that's right, we need to back them. Yeah.
Most Democrats don't give me the willies, okay? Most Republicans don't. Like you, I feel confident when I'm around you. I have no anxiety. I feel like, I could leave you with my, kids for a year, and they'd be great when I came back. With Ryan, I get the heebie-jeebies.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I get the heebie-jeebies with Hillary. I get them with him. So my gut gives me the heebie-jeebies. Do you get the heebie-jeebies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He looks like Eddie Munster, and we've had him lie to us over and over again. Remember, he was going to get rid of Obamacare. They were going the border.
He tried to block Trump's nomination.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
He had presidential aspirations. He ran for vice president just 4 years ago. So clearly this guy has
the figure should be Walter Jones, who's got total integrity. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it doesn't need to be some power-grasping pretty boy. All right, thank you, caller. Thank you so much. Up next is Janine in Kansas. You're on the air, or Arkansas, excuse me. Arkansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Welcome. Thank you.
Hi. I never thought I'd hear your voice over the phone.
Well, it's good to be talking to you.
Yeah. Well, you're my daily food. That's what I told the guy who asked me who I am. I said, Alex is my daily food.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
I'm a bit older than you, but years ago I knew. When I was just, 12, 13, 14, 15, I knew they were lies. I'm like, what? I don't know what they are, but I know they're lying.
You picked up that the mainstream media was your enemy.
Well, and I used to tell my mom, why can't you see it? Why don't you, why don't you see this? And, it took me a long time. I ended up having a family and this and that, but it took me a long time. And the books that you talk about, people can get them. They can read it and find out the same stuff that you know. I mean, you obviously know a lot more because you've dedicated your life to doing it. And I'm so thankful. You're like the Ezekiel Watchman who calls out.
Well, enough about me. You're awesome, though. What's your take on the speech last night?
I think you are, too. I know. I just wanted to say, when you play the music, Mike and the Mechanics, and you were playing Triumvirate. I didn't think anybody else on this earth knew about them. I love your music. It connects. You connect. And you said you're doing the same hand language as Trump. And it's like minds, You guys are.
Well, I noticed the media was pointing that out. And people said, look, who's copying who? Then I realized I've always done thumbs up. Everybody says, stop doing it in family photos. And then I also kind of do the same. It's not like a gun. It's kind of like, it's kind of like this.
A poetic unfolding of a life, beautifully directed by Barry Jenkins. As
some TV show just popped on. I guess something just popped on a video. I've got all these studios. It's all crazy. Anyways, I'm like this, but everybody does that. He's like, hey, we're getting it done. Everything's okay. They claim that's Illuminati or whatever. These are just natural hand signs I've ever done. I have goodwill towards people. So, if doing hand signs like that is Illuminati, then I guess I am, but I'm not. But I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
You're the truth. Anybody who has the courage to get up there and tell the things that you do, and I feel sorry for you.
We're blowing up the globalist control of the individual. Look, they're all about control. We're not. But enough about me. What did you think of Trump's speech?
I loved it. I watched every bit of it, and I liked the last caller who, Don in PA. He's right. Paul Ryan is a he's a everything you guys have said. How he his looks, but his heart is just evil.
It was amazing. God bless you, Janine. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling in. All right, a few more calls. I'm turning this over to David Knight, who's been holding the longest here. Tim in Illinois. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my friend.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Last night's speech was awesome. Could you feel that spirit that came through from Trump last night?
Well, I'll say this. I didn't know how to put it, and I thought about it for like an hour this morning, and I just dropped it mentally because I couldn't get the right term. I tried earlier. As he passes each test, he's given more discernment and gets even stronger. And spiritually, there's like an aura now. And when he walked in there, and the lighting's not even that good in the Capitol building, I've been in there, he was glowing and he looked like 10, 15 years younger. Separately, other crew were like, God, Trump looks like he lost 20 pounds and looks like he's electric. And he looked so good. And then it was so powerful, never made one mistake. I mean, nobody can do that in an hour and 20-minute speech. It's just he is overtaken by it. And, then the media never quotes me. They always want to know, what does Trump talk about, with you in private conversations? And I'll tell the media, and they never say it. But Trump talks about the strong spirit of America, God, how we've got to protect Christianity, and how, just keep believing, keep working hard. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to do it. I think you're going to be, you're really impressed. At least says everybody, because I know we're going to win, and the spirit, is strong, and it's literally religious, and and then you see it compared to them, Pelosi, like some spoiled demon. Maybe we can show a video of that for TV viewers, just all mad, angry, won't stand up. Even when I'm talking about veterans, you name it, it's so clear cut. Talk about the spirit you saw, the spirit you felt.
Well, watching it last night, I've listened to a lot of different presidents, and I actually teared up just listening to him last night. I realized what he's got ahead of him, and he's about like a lighthouse sitting on the side of a hill, and there's ships out there trying to come in, and he's trying to keep that light on for him in that storm, but he's got a lot against him. He's got a lot against him.
Well, the hate they have for him is the hate they have of free people from Brazil to Russia to Turkey to Mexico to the United States. They hate free, independent people. They hate powerful, diverse people that want their own destinies because they want monopolies. And that's the best analogy yet. Trump is a big lighthouse during a hurricane with the ships trying to get in, and they're trying to shut that flame down. So they're shooting every weapon they've got trying to blow that lighthouse up. But Trump's just honored to be in this position, and that's why he's so hard to beat. But I just see the people that hate him, that aren't part of the system, who actually believe what they're doing, and they're so sad because they don't know. Every policy he's involved in is trying to empower the little person and trying to really give them a straight shot. So that's something I have trouble dealing with, Tim.
Well, and one more thing, Alex. Watching them Democrats last night broke my heart. How could people sell out their country like that?
Well, you said the key word. You said the key word. I want to continue, Tim. Heart. You've got a heart. You've got a conscience. You've got empathy. See, they don't have that, a lot of them. They're a bunch of selfish dirtbags who are on power trips. They're not humble. And anybody that's got a view of the world and has any real consciousness is humble because you realize how big the universe is and you feel God's spirit. It makes you feel humble. They're not in God's spirit. So the reason you said it all perfectly, better than I could ever say it. It made you sad. It hurt your heart because you have a heart. To see their fallen state made it hurt your heart. And they're so fallen, they want to bring us down so they have company. Go ahead and say more.
I'm about an hour from where Ryan lived here in the heartland. And it's a disgrace what them people said about her. It breaks my heart. It sickens me that people in the country are so zero empathy. You know, there's zero empathy. You know,
You're talking about Mrs. Owens, who lost her husband, William Ryan, the nastiness, the demonization, the attacks of something so pure and wholesome. Again, they hate that humanity because they don't have that strength of the sacrifice.
Alex, can I comment on that?
Yes, David, please.
You know, when I saw this speech last night, my first impression was I didn't like it as much as the inauguration speech, because in the inauguration speech, he came out with a confrontational agenda, and I was hoping that last night it was going to be more of the same, and he's going to say, and these are the programs, and here's the details of what we're going to do. But it was really more of a conciliatory speech. And at first I thought,
He kept looking at the Democrats saying, please stop obstructing progress. I really want to help you. He doesn't want to dominate them. He wants them to stop being evil.
That's right. And as the caller pointed it out, when you see the Democrats sit there, when Donald Trump comes out and says, he looked at him
like he felt sorry for him, but it was genuine. Exactly. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. And he says, let's work together for the good of the country. And they would sneer at him. They would sit on their hands. They would not applaud that stuff. As you point out, when he talked about the fallen SEAL's wife, how they wouldn't applaud for that. And then when he talked about how he's going to set up a program to help people who are victims of violent crime committed by illegal immigrants, he was booed. And it's like, wow, these people are showing themselves to be the enemy of the American people. He is showing himself to try, come on, let's get together. So let's work for the American people. And they hate that. And it was brilliant to do that. That's why he's president. That's why I'm not president, because I would have come out there with a policy wonk speech and say, we're going to do this, this, and this. He worked at it at a much higher level in terms of showing where they were. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this. I'm going to say this in closing. God always gives a chance like Jonah and Nineveh for a reprieve before really bad stuff, where Israel would get warnings. Trump's that warning. There's no doubt he's the real deal now. He's not perfect, but there's no doubt he's already done irrevocable damage. You've done damage, folks. This is an incredible time. But this is our last chance. And we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have a really bad battle with the AI. We got hard times ahead in the future for the next few decades. But the promised land is past that. And so God's trying to give us a shortcut, an easier way. It's still going to be hard. If we don't take this now, we're going to lose it all. Tim, I appreciate you. God bless you. And I can feel your spirit, and I love you. Okay, Tim?
Amen, brother.
You can tell that's a good man, a strong man. He can see it. And you have discernment. It's so painful. I'm gonna keep coming back. I'm going to come back and talk to David for a minute and then turn this over to him. And if anybody, David wants to go another hour, he's welcome to. I know he's in the over there in the TV side studio, but I wanted to get him over there because that's a better studio. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. We're changing the world together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
In a minute, I'm going to get out of here and let David Knight take over. Nightly News Night, 7 o'clock Central. Democrats boo Trump proposal to give a voice to victims of immigrant crime. But before I go any further, again, thank you all for the support. We've got a special that ends tomorrow morning that is 33% off, 25% off almost all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. That special we launched unexpectedly last week because we got banned off Google, its advertising arm, AdRoll. If you sign up for the free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, we don't just send you exclusive videos and articles. We also send you daily promo codes, 50% off knockout the organic InfoWars Life sleep aid. It's normally $19.95. That's a great deal with the L-trip to fin, the melatonin, the valerian root, and a bunch of other stuff. It's super healthy and natural. We're talking about $9.95. With auto ship, it's even less, like $8. Orders of $50 or more are free shipping. So many great products there on the site are discounted, like Survival Shield, Rainforest, Donald J. Trump, and Ronald Reagan. Lithographs are about to sell out. They're $19.95. Trump Pence 2020 Battle Cry t-shirt. Keeping America Great. On the back, it says InfoWars.com. America First in 1776. That just means we have a country. We're not conquered. That's all that means. Get a free Alexa Pure Water Filtration System with a 3-month supply of InfoWars storable food powered by My Patriot Supply. 33% off colloidal silver, 33% off caveman, ultimate paleo, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So many great products there. Check them out. We go out and find the very best products or we develop them ourselves with top developers. Amazing 4.8 star reviews on third-party sites, InfoWarsStore.com. I know I had a bunch of clips here I wanted to get to. I never played the clip. Maybe we have time on the Nightly News. They can do it. At the end of his speech about shared destiny coming together, what great unity and policies to empower small businesses, the best economic numbers since 1984, as the globalists move to block it. So going back, I'm going to turn this over to you. Tell me as soon as you get the clip, though, because I want to play the one we mentioned where Democrats boo Trump. Oh, we've got it. Let's go ahead and play that clip right now because David raised it, and then I've got one more question for David. Here it is.
We must support the victims of crime. I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests. Joining us
So, you heard the boos, and they admitted they booed. They went and bitched on TV after it. You've got rape awareness groups. You've got child abuse awareness groups. You've got groups that are, you know, about poaching. You've got organizations of things we face as communities where victims come together and where people organize against the abuse. You have civil rights movement about the abuse of minorities. Good. I support it. My family on both sides support it. But it wasn't safe to support it. So I don't have to sit here and kiss the butt of these people. They want to claim I'm racist because I'm white. No, you're racist for saying that. But expanding on that, coming out and booing, saying that the victims of immigrant crime, folks, the worst of the worst, statistically, a very small number, but still, statistically, flee here, flee justice. It's like saying a bunch of Americans run to Mexico, which happens, who are bank robbers, murderers, child molesters, and then Mexico says we're not going to do anything about them. Mexico catches you down there doing that, they'll kill your ass. But there's this idea of political correctness that, like, the railway killer, it was 20-something people he killed. He'd been released dozens of times. I'm like, I'm going to remember 30-something times when they knew he was a killer. It's this above the law thing because they want to keep that flow coming of cheap labor and driving down the wages to exploit the peasants.
Alex, can I jump in here?
Yes.
You know, you're talking about these sanctuary cities, and we have to remember that after Trump was elected and before he became president, we had immigrant rights groups in California say they wanted the state of California to hide the gang members that they had a list of from Trump because they didn't want them deported. And now we've seen these sanctuary cities. We saw Denver that did not turn over a convict who had a weapons charge.
Rapist.
He had armed robbery of a car and
rapist
so forth and so on. They chased him. They let him loose, and now they're after him for murder because he killed somebody. And then here in Austin, our sanctuary city sheriff had a short list of just three crimes that she would turn people over to ICE for. And then there was somebody that came along that had repeatedly molested a child, and that wasn't on the list. That wasn't on her list of crimes that she'd turn somebody over to ICE for. See, this is where we're going. This is what the Democrats showed themselves as last night. And when that happened, I live tweeted that out. I said, look at this. They're booing people who are victims of crimes committed by illegal immigrants. And I said, wow.
And that's the thing. You come here, it's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all, like serial killers.
Right.
We're always talking about Mexico because that was the biggest group. The biggest group is Chinese women.
Yeah.
They're coming here to have their babies and get everything free. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, you don't like Chinese people? Oh, give me a break. I'm not going to play race card. You got a Chinese adopted daughter. My sister's adopted Korean. I love Asians. I don't love people coming here, and I don't get to have my babies for free. Nobody paid for my babies.
They're doing it because they want anchor babies. They want to be able to enjoy all the benefits of the welfare state. The welfare state is the magnet here. And that's why people come here from China, come here from other countries and have their babies. But now we've got the situation with deferred action on childhood arrivals. And now we have people walking in here as anchor babies. And that goes up to the age of 17, like these gangbangers, and they're immune from deportation until they're 31, and they can bring in family members. Those family members can get Social Security benefits, even though they've never paid anything into the system, even though they're not American citizens, because their children came over. So now we've got anchor kids that are walking across the border. It's even worse than anchor babies, and we can't give a free education to everyone in the world. 17-year-old anchor babies,
and if they've got hepatitis, if they've got MRSA, if they've got the plague, if they've got leprosies popping up everywhere. And that, by the way, is an exercise of government. California and other states, I used to get told this 3-4 years ago. We got leprosy in Miami. We got leprosy in L.A. And I was getting this from health department people that were sending me stuff. And they came on the show with their faces blurred out. It's in the news now. Okay, 30 kids got leprosy in L.A. in one school. We're keeping it quiet who they are. They're just letting leprosy spread. Man, that'll eat your face off. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Someone's got leprosy and they don't even treat them. This is like military attack.
The other part of it, Alex, is that these kids are coming in to get an education, and everybody says, oh, they're getting an education. That's fine. We should all pay for it. Their own governments won't pay for their education, so they send them here to be educated at the expense of the American taxpayer.
Joke.
What is the tax that pays for schools? It's primarily property taxes. What has the American dream been? It's been owning a home. You're not going to own a home.
You own a $100,000
smaller apartment because the American dream is being sacrificed to the dreamers to provide them a free education in the language of their choice. And we can't do that for everybody in the world when their own governments won't do it.
That's right. David, I'm going to turn this over to you. You can go to them if you want. If not, it was the last 4 minutes. You play through whatever. It's what do we have it cut down to? It's a minute 45 that you take over, David. Great job. And again, I'm going to try to get more crew in here where we can work on the weekends, late at night. I want to add more shows, but this is a sophisticated TV internet network system that even mainline TV people can't run. We're intending to add more shows soon. We're intending to add more hosts. We're intending to add more special reports. I want to get where we're going about 14, 15 hours a day live here, but we've got to have the funding to do it. So thank you all for the funding and support. God bless you all. Back to Donald Trump's speech last night and then David Knight from Austin, Texas.
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
That's right.
Cures to the illnesses that have always plagued us are not too much to hope.
That's right.
American footprints on distant worlds are not too big a dream.
Wow.
Millions lifted from welfare to work.
See, destiny.
Is not too
believe
much
in me.
To expect.
That's what built this.
And streets where mothers are safe from fear.
Don't tell me it doesn't
schools
work.
Schools where children learn in peace. And jobs where Americans
clip over to,
Zimmerman. Are not.
I'm going to do a whole report on this right now. And David's done. Footprints on distant worlds. Yeah. Cures of diseases in our hands, folks. They say, all that'll ever happen now. We're like gods compared to the technology we had 100 years ago, folks. Those people were like gods compared to 1,000. It's all ours.
We will have made America greater than ever before. For all Americans, this is our vision. This is our mission, but we can only get there together.
That's right. Got to come together.
We are one people with one destiny.
One destiny.
We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag.
We have to be unified to have a culture.
And we all are made by the same God.
That's right. Both God. We have to understand that we have to build a world for people. The globalists just think they're so powerful. We're all done. No, we're not done. We're not rolling over and dying, Zuckerberg, Schmidt, and your own top people are now coming over to our side. Get ready to fail, because we're going to win. Think you'll stop 7.5 billion of us?
When we fulfill this vision,
that's why.
When we celebrate our 250 years of glorious freedom, we will look back on tonight as when this new chapter of American greatness began.
That's why Bill Gates came out and said,
oh, the bioweapons are going to be released and kill everybody. I want to save you. Let me have full control. When he writes white paper saying kill everybody, and then in public goes, I want to save you, and hops around. If there's any big bioweapon attacks, you're suspect number one, Bill Know-It-All Gates. Ted was on the show earlier today. He had worked inside the New World Order, been part of the whole deal. Ted Malik. I mean, look, get ready to win. Go ahead, David Knight.
Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, when we look at this and we look at technology and we talk about all the wonders that can happen, we also need to be aware of how this can all go south. As somebody who always loved technology as an engineer, is why I became an engineer. And as I look at the different uses that technology is being put to, it's turning me into what some people call a Luddite, because the issue is this. Technology is just a tool, and it can be used for good or evil. The issue is, who controls that tool, a good person or an evil person? See, when our country was created, we had people who were coming at it from a Christian point of view. They understood that man has a fallen nature, that if we were angels, we wouldn't need anybody to govern over us. But since we're not angels, we have to be careful about those people that we do put over us, that we do give power to. And, you know, we had a video that surfaced, I tweeted that on my Twitter account, of this nightmare robot from Google's Boston Dynamics. And what they have done is they've created this hybrid that doesn't just walk, but it's got wheels and it's also got arms so it can climb and it can use the arms to get it over certain areas. And they referred to it as a nightmare robot by their own description. And it so concerned the people at Google that they said, we need to kind of disassociate Google with this, because Google bought all the promising robotics companies a couple of years ago as part of this DARPA process. DARPA would have these robot contests, and all the most promising companies were bought by Google all at once. And, of course, they're working with Ray Kurzweil, who has a vision of man and machine merging, of machines becoming superior to us, the artificial intelligence, the singularity. That's all the idea of Ray Kurzweil.
We need a racism, the human race against sentient robots controlled by the globalists.
We need human racism. Human lives matter. Let's put that out there. And let's make sure, folks, that we have the tools to control this, because this is something that is very, very dangerous. And I could talk for that a while. And actually, I will talk about that tonight on the nightly news, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I want to get back to this issue of where we are in globalism and how we can win, because Ted Malik being on today is very, very important. I talked about this 3 weeks ago when everybody, he was tipped as being Trump's pick for U.S. ambassador. So everybody started talking about it. He was getting all these interviews throughout Europe. He said things like, look, I was part of taking down the Soviet Union. There's another union that needs to be taken down right now as a veiled threat to them. And then they said, we don't want you as EU ambassador. We're going to stop you from being EU ambassador. He said, well, maybe you didn't realize it, but we had an election. You don't have anything to say about that. He said, Donald Trump is not going to be cowed down, and neither am I. So I hope this is someone that we get as the EU ambassador. Very key to have somebody who is articulate, who knows what's going on, who has been behind the scenes. His book, he said, behind the scenes, behind the curtain of the elite. This is somebody who knows exactly what it is. Very articulate. As I did a couple of videos, one of them, the title was America's Nigel Farage. He really is. He's somebody who can stand up to the globalists, who knows exactly what they're about, and can really take them down. Also, when he talked about Davos Man being dead, you understand Davos Man is the term that they created, the globalists created. They tried to hide Bilderberg, but they were openly bragging about Davos.
Sure, Davos is the next man, the transcendent man.
Yes, and they self-identified.
The arrogant technocrat that will run your life.
Yes, they self-identified. They said, we have no country. We are globalists. We don't have any loyalty to any country. And so he's taking that on directly, Alex, as he talked about. Donald Trump is going to oppose any supranational organization. We need to not keep consolidating things into a world government. So he's going to oppose that. Ted Malik is a great guy, and we need to do what we can to try to push that. I never thought we would stop TPP. And we got the awareness out there, and of course, without Donald Trump, we wouldn't have stopped it. I mean, the only person who was pushing for that other than Donald Trump was Bernie Sanders, and he wasn't doing it for the same reasons. Bernie Sanders is not worried about world government. But I would have supported Bernie Sanders if he had won, if he was fighting the TPP. I would have supported him on that issue, even though he wanted to stop it for different reasons than I wanted to stop it for. He only saw the danger of the threat that it posed to American workers. It was much broader than that. And he didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want to talk about the global issues. But we have to get together. We have to work, and we have to push on this. And I think we need to push back on this because there's been a lot of pushback, even within the Trump administration, on Ted Malik, because there's people within the Trump administration that are soft on this whole issue. So that's very key. Then on the other hand, when we look at this, and I say, like, I would have supported Bernie Sanders in opposing TPP. I will support Paul Ryan when he's right on a tax issue. And I think he is right on this. It got my attention yesterday in the Drudge Report when it said that Bannon and Ryan were looking at a tax proposal together. And I thought, well, I do trust Bannon. Bannon really does understand what's going on, like Ted Malik. Paul Ryan, I've never trusted. He's lied to us over and over again. And at first, when Donald Trump was talking about reducing the corporate income tax from 35 to 15%, Ryan was coming back saying, no, we're not going to go below 20%. But then they came back with this border adjustment. They said, all right, we'll drop it to 20%, but for goods that are coming into the country, we'll add an additional 20%. So then those taxes would be at 40% instead of the 35 that's there. It's not a big oppressive change in terms of the tax system. But here's the key thing that they're talking about, and that is taking the tax on goods that we export down to zero. You understand how they have rigged the playing field. You have to understand this, because this is the key.
The EU has zero tax if we export.
What's that?
The EU has zero tax if we export.
Exactly.
We're doing the same thing. That's fair.
Exactly. That's what the European government, the EU, has been doing a long time. They have these large taxes internally, but if they send something to another country, it comes out without any of those internal taxes. Our goods go to compete in other markets carrying all of the American taxes with them as a burden. That must stop. At the very least, that has to stop. Say Wiz, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I love that Harley Davidson thing they talked about.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free by texting FLOW to 797979. Text FLOW to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting FLOW to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text FLOW to 797979.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
Right to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This last of the fourth hour, we were just talking about the border adjustment tax, the BAT, not the VAT, the value added tax that they have in Europe. And of course, as we said just before we went to the break, when they have these internal taxes in Europe, they add a tax at every stage of production and then a final sales tax. They call all of those a value added tax. At every stage where you add a value, they add a tax. So it's very expensive and they do a good job of hiding it. But then they remove that if they want to send it into a foreign country. And last night we heard Donald Trump talking about Harley-Davidson. He said, look, they've put 100% tax on American motorcycles being sold in these other markets. They double the price to make it non-competitive. But then it also carries a 35% tax on everything that they sell into that market with it, because those are taxes that we put on here in America. You have to understand when we talk about these taxes, what has gotten us to the point of where we are? We all know that they've outsourced jobs. We all know that they've used slave labor in China in the manufacturing facilities. These people jumping off to the point they have to have suicide nets because of the working conditions. So we have these people like Walmart who have exploited this. And now Walmart and 100 other retailers have banded together to oppose anything that would change the system that they've become so rich off of. See, the process is called arbitrage. You find two markets. You find a market where somebody's got something really cheap, but you know in your home market it's selling very expensive. So you go buy it in that market where you get it cheap, and you sell it in the other market. You arbitrage that. And they have become multi-billionaires out of doing that. We've got giant ships the size of a city coming from China for Walmart goods, going back completely empty. That's the trade imbalance. We're all aware of that. But what you don't understand is how they have hobbled American workers and American businesses by putting a tax burden on anything we try to sell to somebody else. That is a systematic penalty on American business that's been put there by these globalist corporations. And now they're banding together and they're running ads where? On the programs that Donald Trump watches, that they know he watches Saturday Night Live. They know he watches Fox and Friends. So they put these ads there to oppose it. And I have to also point out, this 0% tax on exports, which has to be a component of making America great again, they would also put this 20% tax on imports that are coming into our country. And it would not just be on manufactured goods, but it would also be on services. All these people want to outsource jobs to India and other places because they don't want to pay American workers. Well, there'd be a tax on that as well. See, that's why it's very important. And we just saw this pivot. The end of last week, it was an interview that Donald Trump gave to Reuters magazine. Earlier in the month, he'd said, well, I don't know. That seems to be very complicated. I don't love it. It's too complicated. He understands that the way they get around the rules is by having it very, very complicated. It's an old saying that it certainly applies to the income tax, for example. When the rules are sufficiently complex, it's the same as having no rules at all. Well, these guys bury the devil in the details so many times that I understand why Donald Trump would be suspicious of it. I understand why he'd be suspicious of Paul Ryan, but when you look at the fundamentals of it, and of course you have to watch the details, but the fundamentals of it, putting an import tax on at the same time you drop internal taxes on businesses, which is going to let them hire people and expand, and then take off the taxes when you're trying to export into other markets, that is key. We have to really push for that. We have to understand the mechanism that they're using to take that away. And just like we had to push for TPP, we need to push for something that, if it's not exactly this tax, something that has these fundamental principles in it. It's very important for all of you to understand what this is and for us all to work together to push Trump, to stand with him, to move in that direction, just like it's important for us to get Ted Malik as the ambassador to the EU. You know, they don't require, never did require, that somebody who was the ambassador to Russia had to sign on to Stalinism or to Maoism, to China, whatever. It didn't have to become a Muslim to go to Saudi Arabia. You shouldn't have to be a globalist to go to the EU. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Great job, David Knight.
Thank you.
Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.